ॐ ध्यायामोदप्लावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम्। न कर्तृत्वं न कर्माणि लोकस्य सृजति प्रभुः न कर्मफलसंयोगम् स्वभावस्तु प्रवर्तते So the next two shlokas can be meant to speak about either Ishvara or Jiva. So in the next shloka of in the current shloka, 14th shloka, Prabhu, Shankara interprets as Atma. And then the 15th shloka, there is a word called Vibhu, where he interprets it as Ishvara or Brahman. Whereas Balakrishna Nair interprets both the other way. He interprets Prabhu as Ishvara and Vibhu as Atman. So we don't really need to distinguish between both. So it's not essential to differentiate between the Atman and Ishvara. So the next two shlokas speak about the Atman and whatever Shankara said in the previous shloka as Naiva Kurvan Na Karayan. So that is being explained in the next few shlokas. That's been clarified or explained in brief in the next two shlokas. So Naiva Kurvan Na Karayan. The Navadhware Pure Dehi, the Dehi, the Atman in the body. And that Atman, the Atman which is in the body, doesn't do neither is it responsible for any action. And that is because the Atman is Sakshi. It is Kutastha. Since it's Sakshi Kutastha, it cannot act. That is one reason. Another reason is Atman or Sakshi Kutastha is Brahma Satyam, in which Mithya Jagat is seen. It is the Adhishthanam for the Mithya Jagat. So Sakshi is just a component or that aspect of Brahman which is associated with the illusory world or illusory activities. That's how Kudastha has been defined in the 15th chapter. So Kudastha is that aspect of Brahman. That aspect of Brahman, it's like if you consider Akasham. So if you have a Ghatam, then the Akasham inside the Ghatam is Ghatakasham. So consider that there is water in the Ghatam. So the Akasham gets limited by the Ghatam, that is Ghatakasham, and that Ghatakasham also gets reflected in the water, becoming Jiva and entering into activity. So the Ghatakasham has no association whatsoever with Ghatam. That means the relationship with Ghatakasham and Ghatam is, we can say it's almost like an illusion, illusory relation, because Ghata Akasham cannot have any relationship with Ghatam, nor the water or the activities of the Jiva or the water in Ghatam. So that means Sakshi or Sakshi Kudastha is that aspect of Brahman which is associated with an individual, or if we consider Eka Jiva Vadam, all individuals. So in short, for an individual, Sakshi Kudastha is that aspect of Brahman which is there just in order to give an aspect of Brahman, an aspect of the reality to the illusion. So that any illusion should have an Adhishthanam. So in certain cases, for the Adhishthanam to be valid, there needs to be an aspect of the reality which should be part of the illusion. So it's like telling the dreamer goes to sleep. So the dreamer goes to sleep and he dreams. So while dreaming, we need to assume that there is a Sakshi dreamer in the dream. That Sakshi dreamer is as illusory as the dream, but we have to assume Sakshi dreamer, because as long as we accept dream, we need a substratum. We need a substratum which is the Sakshi of the dream. So in any illusion, though we say Brahman is a substratum of everything that is seen, there needs to be an aspect of Brahman which is a witness. So that witnesshood, like witnesshood itself is an illusion. So Chetyoparaga Rupame Sakshitapina Tatviki Upalakshanameva Ayam Nistaranga Chidambude. That's what Advaita Makaranda says. Like Sakshi Bhavam is also illusory because it is temporary. It's Upalakshanam. It's only a temporary Lakshanam given to Brahman when in the world. So Sakshi Bhavam also vanishes. So that's the reason why Janma Adhyasya Yataha. So that's also an illusory, or like it's a Upalakshanam of Brahman, because Brahman can never be the cause of the world. And the world itself is an illusion, so the Upalakshanam which is related or which is dependent on the world also has to be an illusion. But if we assume the world, the Upalakshanam of Brahman being the Karanam and Adhishthanam of the world is essential, else we'll forget Brahman. And when we are assuming that the world is there and is being created, then we also need to assume something that is part of the world, kind of part of the world, but is unaffected by the world. So that is Sakshi. So the Sakshi is essential. But since Brahma Satyam, like when Brahman or becomes the Sakshi of the illusory world or activities, it is there, but it doesn't do any action. So naiva kurvan, it doesn't do any action because it is a Sakshi. Nakarin, it is not responsible for doing action. So here we shouldn't quote Shankara's Viveka Chudamani saying that it is the presence of the Atman that makes all objects do activity. So activities are because of the presence of the Atman. That is a wrong usage. So what Shankara means there is that the conscious principle of Atman is what gives existence to objects, thereby making them do action. So it's in no way responsible for action, but it is that conscious principle based on which actions happen. So it's like telling the dreamer is responsible for his dream. We can never say that the dreamer is responsible for his dream, because the dreamer is just like there, that's it. Like he is what gives the reality status to dream, but he is not responsible for dream. But the thoughts in his mind are responsible for the dream. So the dreamer is unaffected by it. This partly, like we cannot, any upamanam, we cannot completely relate. So the Atman or the Sakshi Atman, which is Brahma Satyam and which is the Adhishtanam and Sakshi of the world, it doesn't do nor is it responsible for any actions. So if that is the case in the world, then does the Atman do? So the next obvious question would be that does the Atman, so though it is not responsible for actions, but still, is it really responsible or not? So can you explain? And moreover, the adhyasam, adhyastha shariram, adhyastha deham, means the deham associated with the Atman does action. So that means, is the Atman doing action? So it's like we can say that either naiva kurvan na karyan has been explained briefly in the next few shlokas, or that, okay, if that is the case, then adhyastha deham does action. Adhyastha deham, as the Atman associated with it, then does it do? So Krishna says, no, dhyayativa, lelayativa. So that's what shariratopi kaunteya na karoti na lipyate, 13th chapter, and many other places in the Upanishad. It says that the Atman is not doing, but it seems as if doing. So it is the Sakshi. So you got the necessity of Sakshi in an illusion, right? Yeah, it's just considering that the original is never part of it. So if we need to assume something of the original, which is part of this illusion, which is unaffected. So that's also another way of telling that, okay, even when a person is doing an action, there needs to be a Sakshi. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to merge into Brahman to be realized. We can be associated with the Sakshi as well. So if we take the simple example of an actor playing a particular role, so he is doing a particular role. So the original actor of Kamala Hassan is not at all there. But still, while acting, there is an aspect of Kamala Hassan there, which is the Sakshi aspect. So that aspect, it's not real Kamala Hassan, because this Sakshi Bhavam itself is an illusion. But Kamala Hassan has to be there in that action. Though he's portraying a particular role, still Kamala Hassan has to be there in that. And that Kamala Hassan is a Sakshi to whatever the actor is doing, whatever the role. He is a Sakshi to the role being portrayed. So there should be an aspect of Brahman which is unaffected, which is part of the activity. So we cannot exactly say part of the activity, but it is that aspect of Brahman which gives reality, which gives existence to actions, but it's being unaffected. Therefore, it is not really doing any action, nor is it responsible. So, na kartrutvam na karmani. Na kartrutvam, there is no kartrutvam for the Atman. Kartrutvam, I am doing, is impossible for the Atman, because we already know that the Atman is perfect. So, that Atman which is perfect, that Atman which is Brahma Satyam, that Atman which is one with Purna Brahman cannot do any action. So since it cannot do any action, there cannot be any ego sense. So therefore as well, like since it cannot have any kartrutva bhavam, because karma is impossible. There is no karma possible by the Atman. Therefore na kartrutvam, there is no kartrutvam, na karmani. There are no karmas as well, it cannot do karma. So there is no, the two aspects of like either. So the karma, with respect to karma has five aspects that Krishna says, but the main aspects of karma are karta, phalam and karma itself. So all three are impossible. So na karma phala samyogam, na kartrutvam na karmani. Kartrutvam is impossible for the Atman because it is purnam. Karmas are also not possible for the Atman because karmas base itself on avidya, whereas the Atman is nitya shuddha buddha muktam. So lokasya srijati, lokasya na srijati, prabhu means the owner of self, the owner of sakshi Atman or Brahman, in other words Brahman. So we can say either sakshi Atman, sakshi kudastha or nirguna Brahman, both are same. Nirguna Brahman is invalid in the world. It doesn't even come into the world. That means it is Sakshi. So that's the differentiation if we have to make. So Prabhu or the Atman, Sakshi Atman, na karma, na kartrutvam, na karmani srajati lokasya. In the world, it doesn't create kartrutvam or karmani. So even kartrutvam and karmani is not there, but still the Atman enjoys. So as the Sankhya says that the Atman or the Purusha is not responsible for action because Prakriti does action. But it's like the relationship between a lame, a person who doesn't have legs and a person who cannot see. So the person who doesn't have legs is taken above, like on the shoulders of the person who has eyes, who cannot see. So the lame person tells where to go and the other person goes. So another example that is given is like objects of the house, like bed or other things. So the bed and other things are not like are created not for itself or for the house, but for the person to enjoy. So that means it's like the lame and lame and blind person. That's the relation. Pangu andavat, that's what it's called generally. So the relationship, similarly, Purusha doesn't do action, but still Prakriti does action for Purusha to enjoy. So Purusha's bogam. So Bhoktrutvam is there, Kartrutvam is there, not there. So that means, okay, I am fine. Karta is not the Karta. he doesn't do action, he's not responsible for action, but still he can enjoy. So he is enjoying. How do you know? Adhyasta deham, I feel myself as enjoying. So Shankara and Vedanta says that that's not the case. Enjoyment, even as kartratvam is there for adhyasta deham or ahankaram adhyastam. So aham, the normal aham, has kartratvam, karma phalam also, or karma phalam association or attachment with karma phalam is also there for this aham, not the sakshi prabhu. So prabhu doesn't have na karma phala samyogam, karma phala samyogam na. There is no na srajati. There is in the loka, there is neither kartrutvam nor karmani nor karma phala samyogam for the atman. Kartrutvam is not there. All these three are the same reason, that the atman is perfect, atman is purnam. So how can you say atman is purnam? Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. I am the kshetrajna in all beings. I or the Ishvara there. Ishvara is purnam. Purnamada purnamidam. So Ishvara is purnam. Purna Ishvara, who is the kshetrajna in each one of us, he cannot have any desires, he cannot have any kamam, he cannot have any avidya. So which Krishna will say later in the next two or three shlokas, he will speak about ajnanam, as to how ajnanam is there for the adhyasta deha or adhyasta jiva. The jiva seems to have ajnanam. That ajnanam, that ajnanam is not real because it can be removed by jnanam. And once it is removed by jnanam, it is like it shines like the sun. So sun is never veiled, but we see as if like when night happens, we think that the sun is veiled, but sun is not veiled, but we go away from the sun, so we veil ourselves and the sun appears to be veiled. That's how ajnanam affects. So the sakshi atman doesn't have any ajnanam, he cannot have any avidya, therefore he cannot have any kamam. Since he cannot have any kamam, there cannot be any karmam. So there cannot be any kartratvam, there cannot be any karma, there cannot be any karma phala samyogam. If that is the case, then how are activities happening? So if we say that the sakshi atman doesn't have any of this, then there are no activities possible, but I do see actions. So we do see actions happening in the world. So how do you explain that? How can you explain that? So swabhavastu pravartate. Swabhavastu pravartate. Swabhavam tu alone pravartate. Is responsible for actions. So actions, what are actions, like how are actions possible, like what is the cause of action in the world? Swabhavam. So it is the same thing that Krishna has explained in the fourth chapter as So in the fourth chapter, Krishna speaks about almost the same thing as like I forgot the shloka, but that's fine. Like there is a shloka where Krishna says about Maya as in a similar way. He creates Maya. Ishvara himself creates Maya, so he says. But the basic thing is like karma. How can you explain karma? Swabhavahatu pravartate. Swabhavam. Swabhavam is responsible for action. So what is Swabhavam? Swasya Bhavam. One's own nature is called Swabhavam. But here, we cannot exactly consider Swabhavam as our nature of Atman. Sakshi Atman doesn't have. Then what is Swabhavam here? Swabhavam is Bhavam of that which does action. So what is it that is responsible for action? The Jiva is responsible for action. And what is Swabhavam of Jiva? Swabhavam of Jiva is, Jiva is based on what? Jiva is based on the Sukshma Sharira. So Jiva is based on the Sukshma Sharira. So Shariram Yudavapnoti Yachapyut Kramati Shvedaha Grihi Tvaitani Samyati Vayur Gandhani Vashyat. So that's how like Jiva, when he leaves the body, he takes himself with himself the sukshma sharira. So sukshma sharira means what? Vasanas. So vasanas, and like vasanas are very like deep karma, so that is vasanas, and then kamam, regular kamam, all those that are responsible for actions. So bhavam here means the antakarnam, the qualities of antakarnam, which is vasana and kamam. So vasanas and kamam, that are responsible for swabhavam. So Shankara in his Bhashya says, swabhavo avidya lakshana prakritihi maya. So avidya lakshana prakritihi maya. So it is avidya lakshana prakriti and maya. So whether we term it as prakriti or maya or avidya, avidya gets boiled down. Avidya, when it becomes lower, that is when it is kamam. Kamam, again and again, if you do kamam, that becomes vasana. So either we term it as avidya is swabhavam, or better way of telling is, or for better understanding, we can say vasana. So vasanas are, and kama are swabhavam. That those are responsible for action, and that we can trace back to avidya. So remove avidya. Any moment a person removes avidya, that very moment, so he doesn't need to be associated with the Sakshi Atman for realizing this. So if he wants to realize that the Atman is neither karta nor it seeks like fruits, then he just has to negate some of avidya. He just has to remove vasana and kamam, and then he'll feel that actions don't happen. So actions happen, subhavastu pravartate. This is a very important shloka which speaks about the Atman as the Sakshi. Atman as the Sakshi, Kudastha, or one with Brahman, and that all actions happen because of the antakarnam, because of avidya and vasana and kamam. So if that is the case, then does Ishvara, so does Ishvara or Brahman, or in short, like the Sakshi Kudastha in me, which is the same as Sakshi Kudastha in you, does it seek or crave for fruits? So does the Atman or Ishvara crave for fruits, crave for others' fruits, or crave for Punya Papam? If it doesn't, then why isn't the Jiva aware of everything? So if Sakshi Atman, like if doesn't really seek all these, then what? Swabhavam is fine. So if Swabhavam is responsible for that, then what is it that causes Swabhavam? Why is Swabhavam being there? Jiva is created out of Sakshi Kudastha. So Jiva created out of Sakshi Kudastha doesn't need to seek objects. So why does it seek? What is the reason for seeking that? That is what Krishna explains in the next shloka. But the basic is that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. The moment we assume Jagan Mithya and we are Brahma Satyam, that means we cannot have any Kartrutvam, we cannot have any Karma, we cannot have any Karma Phala Samyogam. If we don't have any of those, and Swabhavam Pravartate, that means, oh, if you don't have your, you say that you are realized, but then why do you do action? Swabhavastu Pravartate. Swabhavam happens by itself. So that is what really happens. So if we understand this much, then will not be affected by karma. That is as good as karma. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasya aste sukam vashi. That will lead to sukam or anandam or jivan mukti. We'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.